Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Now, if it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We welcome you. And if you've been to this podcast before and you're returning, we just want to say welcome back. You are wise. Again, we say welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. We're so glad that you came here. And we want to just give you a little bit of information, share with you what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. Well, you can always expect a word of encouragement, because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So whenever you come here to Grace Multiplied, you can always expect a word of encouragement. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast. Let someone know that we're here. You will find a word of encouragement here, and we want to encourage as many as possible. We also need to be encouraged, and when we hear from you, it encourages us. Now, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. If you hear something here that's encouraging to you, of course, we want to know. And if there's something that you want to share with us that you feel would help improve our quality of life, because that's what we're about. We're encouragers. That's our lane. And we always want to live the absolute best possible quality of life. So you can email us if you need to talk to us. We have access to conference lines. We can work together and set something up, and we can figure that out. So we want to hear from you. Now, another thing we want to tell you is that everything we do here, we believe in God. We base everything we do and say here on the written word of God. That brings us to something we want to share with you. It's a tool, BibleGateway.com. It's a tool, a website that you can visit. And the last time we used it, it was free. We used it earlier today. It has many translations of the Bible. You can just pick the one that best suits you and read it. We suggest everyone read the Bible for themselves. Also, now they have some Audible translations. They'll read them to you. So, again, that's BibleGateway.com. So we want to hear from you. We do. Now, I just want to share with you, I'm excited because I'm walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade. I'm really excited about that. As I get more mature, hence the title of the podcast, Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion, I find that I need to know what I can put my confidence in and what I can trust. That helps improve my life on a daily basis. And as I said, I believe in God. I feed off God's word. I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know what that means for me. And I feed on his word daily because I have found in his word where he says that his words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. And as I get more mature, I need to know where I can put my confidence because I want the highest quality of life. And he has promised me in his word, I know I'm going to live a long time because he said I could. I believe his word is truth. I believe it is truth. There's no error in it. There are no errors in it. I believe God's word. I've just learned how to read it and rightly divide it. And I've been doing this for a number of years. I've been around a while. Hence, as I said, walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade and doing it all with joy. As a matter of fact, the next podcast that I do, I will have just enjoyed another year of the natural. Very excited, looking forward to meeting with some friends who also celebrate their experience here on the earth. We usually celebrate together, so I'm looking forward to that. And I get to do that every year, and I'm doing it. Even as I get more mature in the physical realm, I'm getting more wisdom, more knowledge, and knowing how to enjoy my life even more, and seeking the Lord even with what I share with you. I always seek to find out, you know, what I should share best, and what I share with you are things that I've experienced. I'm not telling you things that someone has told me. I'm telling you about things that I've lived through, as I've walked through, as I'm continuing to walk through this earth realm. I'm enjoying it. And this week, I believe I'm supposed to share with you, practice kingdom principles. Kingdom principles. Now, I want to say to you, if you look in the library of this podcast, you'll find various episodes and segments, because I can't explain or share everything I want to share about every experience just in one, you know, segment. That's because I usually try to keep them a little under 20 minutes, and I'm noticing that my salutation, as I've said on more than one occasion, is getting a little longer. And that's because some things just need to be addressed. And in order for me to do that, that takes time. And since I love what I do, I don't mind taking the time to share it. But I believe, as I said this week, I'm to share with you practice kingdom principles. Now, I want you to know that everything I share with you, I live through. It's for me, because I get to hear it first. And the reason why I believe God is because it works for me. It works in so many wonderful ways. And I know, just looking, I've heard so much between this week and last week. I hear so much on a daily basis because, you know, I'm an avid internet surfer. I surf the internet to see what's going on, because this particular podcast, it streams now. I said last, I believe, there was 22 countries. Now I'm streaming, I believe, in 44 countries. And that's such a blessing, because it's something that I love to do. I love to share. But anyway, getting back to practicing kingdom principles, because I believe in God, you see, I live by the principles of God's kingdom. And God's kingdom is his sovereignty, where his will is known and done. I practice the principles of God's kingdom, which means that when I read the Bible, I read it for myself, and I put it into use. I put what I read from the Word of God into use. For example, when he told me that I'm loaded with benefits on a daily basis, I get up every day in excitement to see what new benefits I'm loaded with each day, every day. And another thing he said in another place in his word, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and whatever I needed would be added unto me. And I like that, because since I believe his word is truth, and I found in another place where he said that he would supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. And I want you to know that there's some days, you know, as you get more mature, you know, when you wake up, you know, you don't feel quite the same way all the time. Yet I know how to pivot. And please go to the library of podcasts and just, you know, read the list of episodes that are there, and, you know, read the little description in the description box. And just listen, you know, and I believe you'll be blessed. So in order to practice the kingdom principles, in order to practice how to live where God's will is known and done, I have to find out by reading, getting my instruction, getting my biblical instruction, my instruction while I'm living here in this earth realm. And then I can practice that. I can apply it to my life. I can put it into action. I can operate from it. I can employ it. And the word diligently is used because it talks about faith. And it says in one place in his word, I almost gave you those scriptures. You see, I do a radio podcast too. And in the radio podcast, it's called Let Go, Let God. If you, wherever you're listening to this from, you can also check under my name, Charlene Brownlow, Let Go, Let God, or you can visit the Facebook page under Charlene Brownlow, or you can just Google Grace Multiplied, A Mature Persuasion, and, you know, you'll get more information about where to find these podcasts that I'm talking about. But I understand the scripture and I apply the scripture in my life and I've learned how to operate in it and I practice it because it gives me peace and contentment. Without practicing and standing on the word of God, without practicing the kingdom principles and understanding my privileges and what it means to be in right standing with God, what it means to be the righteousness of God in Christ, because he said, seek ye first. That's the first thing he told me to do. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, anything I needed would be added. So that's what I do. No matter what situation I find myself in, I can learn to be content. Now, as I said, go to the library of this podcast, read the titles, pick the ones that speak to you, read the little caption, listen to them as often as you need. I get blessed. I listen to it myself. It's like there's a story in the Bible about Moses. And if you know anything about the Bible, you know how Moses, when he came into the world, he came into a very difficult place because they was killing all the male children then. And so his mother had to, she leaned on faith. It wasn't really quite described like that because, you know, certain words are in the Old Testament, certain words in the New Testament. But when you learn about God and you understand and you just learn how to write, divide the scriptures, you know she was acting in faith because she didn't want to kill her child. She did not. So what she did, she made an ark, a little ark of safety, and she put him out there on the ocean or river, wherever it was. She put him out there. And Pharaoh's daughter found him. But the thing was, God orchestrates everything. Everything. He orchestrates it because he has a plan. He has a plan for my life. He has a plan for your life. And when we live by kingdom principles, we learn how to comply with the plan and how to receive the benefits of the plan of salvation that God has already set up for each of us individually. We are individual expressions of God. We have the right to choice. God has given us the right of choice. We can choose what we want and what we don't want. We can choose what we want to think, what we want to believe. Don't let nobody take your right of choice from you. You can choose what you want, yet you're going to have to contend for it because it's always easier to just, you know, to just allow yourself to grow with the crowd. We call it in school, professionally, not theological school, but just secular school. When I was getting my master's degree, we called it groupthink. You know, where you just get sucked into however the group is moving, however the majority of people are moving. The Bible refers to it as traditions. The Bible lets us know that if we just fall into the traditions of mankind, it'll cause the word of God to be of none effect in our lives. The word of God is always effective. Every morning that you wake up and you see the sun is still shining, know that the word of God is still in effect. It's still standing because we get in light every day. And when you read the word of God, and I'm hoping that you will, you know, get something from what I'm sharing with you. When we're talking about practicing kingdom principles, I'm believing God is going to work in your life to help you to want to know more about him. Because it talks about in certain places in the Bible how gross darkness is going to cover the earth. And that gross darkness, it's just the way people are thinking and how they're behaving and acting. And I'm sure you can look around now. And you can see that some stuff you be wondering yourself sometimes. What was they thinking? Well, that's the darkness in their life because they're not practicing the principles of the kingdom. They're not practicing kingdom principles. And then some that are struggling to learn about kingdom principles, but they always use the, you know, they got a heart toward God, which is good because whenever you got a heart toward God, that means you're willing to allow the Lord to work through your life and work through you yet, because he gives you free will of choice. He gives you a choice as to whether you want him to work in your life or not. The thing is, though, he also lets you know there's an adversary that goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And if you don't allow the light to flow into your life, you know, just like if you're in a room in your house and they cut the lights off, you may run into some things, you know, because you don't can't see what's in front of you. You don't understand what's going on. Even you can see what's in front of you sometimes. Sometimes you still run into some stuff, whatever. And I don't mean whatever, like whatever. I'm just saying, once you learn how to practice kingdom principles, once you learn what the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ means for you. And once you give God the authority to come in your life and lead you and shepherd you and allow you to come in contact with people who are practicing kingdom principles, because the Lord can teach you. He taught me. He brought me. He'll do the same for you. He has no respect of persons. He's just not going to violate your free will. That's why you see people doing all this crazy stuff in the world today, because he's not going to violate their free will. Yet you must know that whenever you make decisions about anything, consequences do come with decisions. That's why he tells us to practice the kingdom principles, to apply them to our lives, to act on them. When we get up on a daily basis, even if you don't know much of anything, I hear people say, I go to some of the websites on the internet and I'm seeing certain things and I hear people talk about how they love the Lord, but people love to say, but God ain't through with me yet. That's an excuse. He's not finished with you yet. You'll learn something on a daily basis, yet you ought to be improving. You shouldn't still be doing and making the same mistakes at 30 that you made when you was 15. At 30 that you made when you was 25. At 30 that you made when you was 26, 27, 28, you ought to be improving. You should be able to see some growth in your life. However, if you're going to stand and not be devoured, you're going to need the Lord. If you're going to have any peace and contentment in your life, peace, meaning you're going to have some contentment. You're going to be complete. You're going to have a sense of well-being. You're going to learn how to overcome when the enemy tries to attack your physical health. If you want to be sound, you're going to have to learn how to commune with God. You're going to have to learn what it means if you want some victory over the antagonists, those that are antagonizing you and trying to bring you down, how to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You're going to have to learn how to put up that shield of faith and what that means. You're going to also have to learn what it means when it says put on the whole armor of God. Finally and in conclusion, you're going to have to learn that. So you can learn how to be defensive and how to cover and stand, how to receive the shed blood, how to take communion, how to think right, speak right. You're going to have to learn these things, what the armor is, how to apply it. And, you know, as the Lord leads, you know, I'll go through and express and explain these things as the Lord leads me to do it. But the main thing is, look at the library of this podcast. You got to begin somewhere. Start there. Then you'll eventually learn how to resist the adversary. And the Bible tells us if we submit to God and resist the adversary, that the adversary will flee from us. But in order to do that, you're going to have to learn what it means to practice kingdom principles. What it means when they say to live holy. You're going to have to learn what it means, what holiness is. And learn how to get in right standing with God. So keep listening. Keep listening. Keep coming back to this podcast. Share it. I want to hear from you. Be blessed even more.